You can get the latest odds, offers and more great content at williamhill.com, on the William Hill app and in any of our shops around the UK.
Let's get ready to rumble!
We're building up to a fantastic night of boxing in the company of the one and only Steve Bunce. Morning, Steve. Looking forward to tonight?
Oh, Lee, what a stupid question, if you don't mind me saying. So how could anybody not be looking forward to tonight?
Do you know what it is, Bunce? This is a bit of a first for us. Often we come on and we'll preview some great fights, but often they'll be lopsided in terms of betting, won't they? We've got Groves versus Chris Eubank Jr., which 7-5 Groves, Eubank Jr.'s 4-6. But the other thing that's interesting is that when you look at the some of the other cards tonight, Tommy Langford, Jack Arnfield, close fight in terms of the betting. Ryan Walsh versus Isaac Lowe, 10-11, pick 'em. So we've got three fights here, which are all, you know, fights which you could genuinely say could go either way in terms of the betting. Look, you know, Langford's 1-2, Arnfield's 8-5, but we're used to seeing kind of 1-20 shots. In fact, you know, you look at Danny Garcia.
Longer.
Yeah, absolutely. Brandon Rios versus Danny Garcia. Garcia is 1-20. So some cracking fights to come this evening. We'll get on to Groves versus Eubank Jr. in just a second or two. Can we have a very quick look at those other fights, Buncey, on this card? Some decent bouts on the undercard. Let's start with that pick'em, Walsh versus Lowe, 10-11 each of two. Is it as close as that in your mind?
Well, I think it is as close as that. I fancy Walsh, but I think it is that close. Isaac Lowe's a kid that's been looking for opportunities, keeps insisting he's being frozen out, and Ryan Walsh himself has never really been on any type of fast track. If you like, both boxers from the wrong side of those proverbial tracks. I fancy Walsh, but it's a pick'em in my mind. It's one of those fights, and we've rarely done this in the last 12 or so years. When I could say to you, Lee, I have no idea clearly who's going to win or how that person's going to win. I see it being hard. I see it being fairly attritional. I just fancy Walsh over the full distance.
Yeah, so well, the 10-11 price there. If you want to take over the low by decision is 13-8. Walsh is 15-8 by decision. The stoppage price is Walsh 100-30 by stoppage, and Low is 9-2 to win by KO, TKO, or disqualification. If it is that close, the draw always worth a look, isn't it? 18-1. That other fight, Tommy Langford versus Jack Arnfield, is the other one that we were looking at. Jack Arnfield has got a record of 25-2. His opponent is coming in with a record of 19-1. This fight is for the British middleweight title. Again, a close fight on the betting, not as close. Tommy Langford's an odds-on favourite here, 1-2. Arnfield 8-5. Which way does this one go, Bunty?
Yeah, well, I think they're absolutely right. The bookies, and we don't usually praise the bookies, as you know. But I've got a feeling here. It's a tight fight. It's a hard fight. It's a close fight. But Langford's just got that bit of grade. He might have been at a higher level. He got a bit exposed last year when he fought for a version of the world title. And he got beat by a guy that was about 12 inches shorter than him. Yes, I said 12 inches shorter than him. He won't make the same mistake. He's been looking for, eagerly imagining that he'd get the call up for the Billy Joe Saunders fight in April. It didn't. It went to St. Helens Martin Murray instead of a fight of Billy Joe Saunders on April the 14th. So Tommy's found himself on this bill, defending his British middleweight title. I fancy Langford. I fancy that he should be a decent. I think he'll win. I think he'll win quite comfortably, even though it'll be a tight fight. You can have that. You can have a hard fight. The one boxer wins all 12 rounds. I fancy Langford down the stretch. I just have a feeling he might get to Arnfield in the last four or five rounds.
The main event then, Buncey, George Groves versus Chris Eubank Jr. It's an absolutely cracking fight, and you described it on the BBC podcast as a kind of a fight that would grace any era. This is all part of the World Boxing Super Series. It's only the semi-final. It could easily be, obviously, the final. A couple of belts up for grabs as well, Buncey. So it's, you know, there's a lot on the line this evening at the Manchester Arena. The WBA Super World Middleweight, Super Middleweight title, and the IBO World Super Middleweight title. We know a lot about both boxers, Buncey. Can we just start? One thing that, you know, that a lot of people have been talking about this week is the difference in weight when they get in the ring. There's one of many boxing phrases is a good big man always beats a good little man. Where do you go on that as a starting point? Will the weight and the size really matter?
Well, if the phrase is anything to go by, then Groves is going to win by a romp. George Groves is naturally bigger. He's an awful lot bigger. Once they get in the ring tonight, I imagine he'll be at least a stone heavier, maybe even a fraction more. And that's because Eubank really doesn't do very much in the weight stakes. You know, the man, I ate with the man 10 days ago. He could eat exactly what he wanted. I won't reveal what he ate, but I can assure you it was a zillion trillion miles away from the type of food any boxer struggling to make weight would eat before a fight. His father, for instance, 10 days before a fight, might be allowed to have, you know, a piece of tuna and a glass of water because he struggled to make the weight. George Groves has been fighting and battling to make super middleweight for an awful long time. I'm in the camp that maybe suggests that George Groves should have moved up to light heavyweight after the Carl Froch second defeat at Wembley in front of 80,000 people. Because making weight creates a strain. It creates a pressure that comes back at some point to bite you in the jacksie. It's that simple. You can't keep on skimping off those pounds or stones and then down to ounces. You can't keep on doing it. It takes a toll. It takes a toll on your entire body. And I think George has been struggling with the weight for a long time. He gets down. Of course he gets down. He's with professional trainers. He's working with some of the best dietitians in the world. But it's not comfortable. Eubank is a very modern fighter in some ways and an ancient fighter in other ways. He's a guy that fights and walks and lives at the weight, at the weight he is. His normal weight is what he fights at. He will get in that ring, I don't know, maybe 10 pounds above the weight limit. That's nothing. George will be in, as I say, probably George, instead of weighing 12 stone, George will probably be about 13.7, 13.8, 13.9, something like that. It seems like a lot of weight. You won't even see it once he gets in the ring. He will be bigger. He will be stronger. But this will not be a fight, in my opinion, decided by one guy's extra poundage. In fact, if anything, that could be a distraction.
Yeah. I suppose the other thing that lingers in my mind, Buncey, and, you know, and George Groves has had a fantastic career, but I know he's a world champion right now, but I always think that when he's got to the very top level, he's just been found wanting. Against the top opponents. Now, you've got to kind of take it. If you're going to build an argument around, you know, that happening again, you've got to be confident that Chris Eubank Jr. is absolute top level. I get that. But I just wonder if this is, would he be found just a little bit wanting Groves again? And I'm only talking millimetres. I mean, you know, he was brilliant against Crotch, but, you know.
That's all you need. Most of what happens in small is decided in proper contest by the tiniest and smallest of margins. It's in athletics terms, it's decided by a millimetre, the 100 meters, the best 100 meters. In cricket, the best shots are decided by fractions of inches, tiny little measurements. Same with tennis. It's about timing. It's about fractions. No different with boxing.
William Hill is committed to responsible gambling. Visit gambleaware.co.uk for more information.